You know, it's a month of open heaven. Now, praise the Lord. Come on, rejoice about that. Let me quickly remind you that when we say it's a month of victory, it's not because you have not been made victorious, but because we want you henceforth to focus on the victory that Jesus has wrought for you. That's the idea. When we say it's your month of favor, it's not because God has not been favoring you. The truth is, you have always been living in the favor of God. But we want you to focus more than anything on the favor of God, on the God that favors. That's the whole idea. And you know, when you do this for a month, then it becomes your habit. Because the truth is, heaven is not just about to open, it has opened. And our focus is to be on the fact that we live under an open heaven. Come on, church, is somebody here with me? If I'm to give it another topic, I'll say a month of divine visitation. So I want to quickly read from, first look at Isaiah 64 verse 1. Yes, all that you will what? Render, go ahead and come down, that the mountains would tremble before you, as when fire set twigs ablaze and causes water to boil. So, oh, that you will rend the heaven and come down. It was the prayer in the Old Testament, because they always want him to come down. Now, I'm not going into details. There are things that we're still going to be talking about the whole month. You see, the idea of open heaven, I believe, would never have been had man had never fallen. Because God didn't create a separate place from his heaven. Though he created the earth, he was very much part of his heaven. Come on. And that's why you will read in the Bible that God enjoyed fellowship with them in the garden. He will walk in the garden in the cool of the evening and had fellowship with them. So how far is heaven? But when man fell, there was a particular part of the judgment that is really striking. You say, what is it? He told them, he got them out of the garden and put the flaming, the angel with the flaming sword to guard. That was the beginning of separation. But because God will not totally abandon man, guess what he did? He killed the goat and gave them the skin of the goat to cover. An atonement kind of thing. But that's not what I'm talking about today. I'm just using that as an allegory. And so you could see where how man will cry that let the heavens open. Let the heavens open. But see, we can go through the Bible. Jacob was traveling and he slept and he had a dream and he didn't know. And suddenly he saw a ladder in his dream reaching to heaven and he saw the Son of Man or the Son of God. The Son of God, Jesus, on the top of the ladder. And he saw angels tumbling and coming down, descending and coming. Then when he woke up, he said, oh my goodness, this is the house of God that I never knew. So we can examples of open heavens everywhere. But let me come home quickly because of my time. Remember, Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Good. And then he was born like a man. God the Son was born like a man. Praise the Lord. And then he led a normal life. We didn't hear too much about after the fact that the Lord told the Father, escape with him so that he won't be killed. And take him back. And other than this, we didn't hear much. Until at age 12, remember the story? When he went with them to the temple in Jerusalem and they forgot him in the temple. Why? Because he was kind of dialoguing with the elders. And was enlightening them. Because what they were reading, they didn't fully understand. But the one that they were reading was standing in their midst. So he could explain himself to them. But they didn't know that he was the one that was explaining himself to them. Because he is the very word of life. Come on, church. Praise the Lord. So not much. Until age 30. And now I'm in Luke chapter 3. Praise the Lord. Amen. Luke chapter 3. Verse Verse 21. Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened. And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven, which said, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age, being, as was supposed, the son of Joseph, which was the son of Eli. I leave that. Let me go back again. And the heavens opened. End of 21. And the Holy Ghost descended, 22, in a bodily shape. Hallelujah. Like a dove upon him. And the voice came from heaven, which said, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Praise the Lord. You know, I like that bit of it. It said, Thou art. If you are reading a more contemporary version of the Bible, say, You are. Come on. Hello. The heavens open, and when the heavens open, some things happen. At least as recorded here. Come on, church, are you here with me? When the heavens open, God came out. Come on, talk to me now. They said that you were in the heaven and that you were coming out. And when the heavens opened, he came out. How did he come out? He came out in a bodily form. As God the Spirit. Come on, hello. Anytime the heavens open, God will come out. God is not bound by the heavens as he shut, because he shut it himself. And any time the heavens open, he comes out. Glory be to God in the highest. Hey, hello, are you here? Are you here with me? So the heavens opened. And when the heavens opened, God came out. Right? Now, if you don't reckon with the ministry of the Holy Ghost, you are a non-performer. Let me warn you from now. If you don't take that ministry seriously for the rest of your life, you may not hit your mark like you want to hit it. But I believe good things of everyone hearing me, whether you are here or across the internet. You will hit your mark over and over. In the name of Jesus. He came down in a bodily form. And the Bible said God the Spirit came down in a bodily form. And God the Father spoke. And we tell people, say, if you are doubting the fact that of the Trinity, hey, listen to this one. God the Son was in the water. God the Father was speaking in heaven. God the Spirit was descending. And all the three of them. If you are there, you will physically see the Son in the water. And you physically see in bodily form. Why bodily form? So you could see. You could see him coming. And then you could hear the one up there said, You are my beloved Son. So for every skeptic, please bury your skepticism. Okay. But you see, what interests me is the fact that I said, You are. Now, the question is this. Didn't you know? He knew. You are. Oh, he probably said it so everybody could hear. Oh, yeah, okay. But I don't believe so. He's the pattern in heaven. You tell things what they are. Oh, yeah, it's just the way it is. So you tell yourself who you are. All right. Okay. And when they ask me who I said, tell them I am. So tonight, your miracle will not just come. You will be a center for miracles. In the name of Jesus. Because you will be made. Because the truth is this. Please hear me clearly. If you are born again, a born again child of God, you walk with an open heaven on your head. Anywhere you go. That's the way it is. That's just it. That's the truth. And the earlier you recognize that, the better for you. If you don't know, you'll be less than you are. You will think less than you are. You'll be controlled by everything else. Say, hey, Jesus, as he was coming out and was praying, said, You are my beloved Son. In whom I am well. Jesus, hear me. I'm pleased with you. Hello. So if you ask to say something about open heaven, at least you know three things happen. God comes out. God talks. Then he anoints with the Holy Ghost. I mean, he empowers you for your destiny when he comes out. Oh, yes. And let me tell you, if you think that things and people will not contest your destiny, you are joking. That's why you must be empowered. Okay. Now, so what happened to Jesus? Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, church. When was he anointed? When was he anointed? Talk to me. When? This one you just read. Look. So Acts 10:38 said, How God anointed who? Jesus. Come on, talk to me. Jesus. Oh. With what? Uh-huh. And with? And so he went. doing. You know what good means? Good means that you are fulfilling your assignment. You are fulfilling your divine assignment. You are not wasting your life. You are doing what you are created by your maker to do. You are fulfilling the mandate of heaven. That is good. So when he says you fight the good fight, I was asking us on Thursday. I said, when will you really say a fight is good? Because you are, it's only when you are the victor. But the fight is there to help yourself. Come on, please fight the good. So your life will require some fight, but be assured. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the attitude of the kingdom. It says, now thanks be to God who causes us, or who always causes us to what? Triumph! So your triumph is not just, it's not a make and break thing, or touch and, or succeed and lose today. No, no, no. You are sentenced to success. You are sentenced to victory. In the name of Jesus. And the least you can do to ourselves and to everyone that hears us is please focus them on their victories. Focus them on their successes. Focus them on their favors. Focus them on their, come on. Let them see, let them realize what Jesus Christ has done for them. It is finished. So how he went about doing good, healing all who were what? Oppressed of the devil. Glory be to God. For what? God was with him. Glory be to God. I won't want to go into the details, but you know when he resurrected, when he died, when he cried unto you, I commit my what? My spirit. What happened? They said there was an earthquake. Come on, read it. In almost all the accounts of the Gospels, there was an earthquake and the curtains of the temple, what? You know what the temple actually represented at the time? We have the holy place, then the holy of holies, the outer court, the inner court, the holy place, the holy of holies. Nobody will go into the holy of holies, but that day everybody could see the holy of holies. The one who were going to meet the holy of holies came out himself. And guess what the Bible says? If you read the epistles properly, it said that by his own body, the piercing of his body was the spiritual removal of the veil. And so God is not separated anymore from his own. The wall of enmity has been destroyed. Come on, somebody, listen to me. Because I tell the devils, I say, hear me. There is no power like the power in the blood of Jesus. If you know who you are, you don't need to dabble into occultism. There are lesser powers. I know what I'm talking about. Many young people are getting confused today. They are being led into occultism because they want money and power and fame. I don't want to be your friend. You say why? Because you will fail ultimately. But I would rather wait for the person who is waiting for God, who is succeeding gradually. He will succeed perfectly and it will be for generations to come. Hey! There is power in the blood of Jesus. I'm not joking. I'm talking of open heaven. Hallelujah. So whether you are reading from Genesis or you are reading from Matthew or you are reading from John, heaven is what? Open. Let me jump quickly because of my time. So I jump quickly to John chapter 15. Guess what it says? I am what? Come on, talk to me. Who was talking there? Check the I am. Is it in small letters? Check your Bible. Check your Bible. Check your Bible. Check your Bible. I am. That's the pattern of heaven. They tell you who you are, then you keep on telling everybody and anything you meet that I am. I am the vine. My father is the husbandman. Go down, I think verse 5. Is it verse 5? It says, I am the vine. Did you see you are there? Did you see you are there? Did you see you are there? If you look at your Bible quickly, you see the are is in italics. Come on, check. That means that it was put there for ease of reading and understanding. Can I read the way you should read? I am the vine, you the branches. So God said, you are. And everywhere Jesus went, he said, I am. I am. And Jesus is saying, you are today. So what should be your own idea of this? What should become your attitude of this? I am. I am the vine. And read the rest of the verse, please. Quickly, help me.
I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, mm-hmm. he will bear much fruit. Mm-hmm. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
Wait. And if you read John chapter 5, in verse 19 and verse 30, Jesus made it clear. He said, apart from my Father, I will not be able to do anything. If you read the whole down, you'll discover that he did that. I said, just like you and me and I and you, if you read further down. And if you read further down, you'll now talk about the Holy Ghost that is coming. Second to the last verse. So when you're hearing the I am and you are, the Holy Ghost is always around the corner. He said, you are the branch, you are in me. If you remain, if you abide in me and my word in you, what nothing will be more. I feel like empowering somebody because I know there is power. Because I am. Because there is power. Let's get this thing right. Let's stop what your court is from deceiving and checking. They are liars. We have the original power. The blood of Jesus. God says, you are. He wasn't just announcing. It wasn't a sure thing. It wasn't a show off. He's the pattern of heaven. Everywhere he says you are. And if he says you are, he begins to say, I am. Jesus says, I am the light. I am the light. I am the door. I am the way. I am the light. No man can come to God the Father except by me. I am. Because he was told, you are. But he knew before. And what does it mean when he says, I am? He said, the heavens is, the whole of heaven is on me. The whole of heaven is with me. The heavens is on me. Because heaven will open. Before you hear, I am, heaven is following you. But let the devils know that we are no fools. We are no fools. We know the Holy Ghost is here. He's our teacher. You know, something thrills me. When the devil wanted to keep Paul and brought the stone, in the eyes of the stone, heaven's up. He said, hey, you guys, please take bread and eat. He said, the God whom I serve and whose I am, the angel of the God whom I serve and whose I am, is here with me and is talking to me. When heaven's open, you hear God. He said, you know, you want to hear what he told me? Nobody will die. He said, but the sheep will be totally destroyed. You are wanting miracle. You are wanting testimonies. What testimonies? The whole room got burnt. Blanket got burnt. That fire didn't touch. You think it's joke? You want to come here on Thursday to hear testimony? People are receiving appointment letter without applying. You want to hear testimony? The same guy that said, I will marry you. She said, you leave me alone. 20 years later. You want to hear a testimony? She was dying. She had no money for judging. She was in India. Somebody puts a amount to your account, thousands of dollars. You want to hear a testimony? At least you heard the one that the blanket got burnt. She couldn't even say the blanket. People were, but there was no trace. The three Hebrew children came out. There was no trace. And Paul didn't just get to the island of Melita. He got there with everyone. He didn't lose a person. We come against the spirit of death in the name of Jesus. We come against sickness. We come against accident in the name of Jesus. We said, devil, you are a liar. In the name of Jesus, you are a liar. You are a liar. We said, go back. In the name of Jesus, we release life. 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 In the name of Jesus. Oh, the rest of the year, we see your increase spiritually. We see your increase emotionally. We see your increase in the word. We see your increase materially. We see your increase financially. I say peace, love, peace, righteousness, joy in the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. You go in peace in Jesus' name.